Brethren, it's all about what Jesus is, not what we are, that gives us the power and the vigor and the revival to run this race. I'll tell you this, the devil wants your eyeballs anywhere and everywhere except on Christ. I mean, morality, oh yeah. Spirituality, better believe it. Even reading good books, be sure of it. Even doing good things in the Christian life and being involved with works and being involved with ministry, you better believe it. Anything to distract you from Christ. He can't take the Christian out. Not the true ones. And I don't know if he actually knows the true ones. I don't know that he knows that. In fact, I rather suspect he knows, like we know, the indications of true Christianity. But I really think he's bent on the total destruction. But if he sees that the signs are very... He's seen this for 6,000 years or more. He knows the signs of God's people. And when he sees them, if he can't destroy you, I'll tell you this, he wants your eyes off of Christ. Because he wants to weaken you and make you as ineffective as possible. Lost or saved, he wants your eyes off Christ because there's life there. And there's power. And there's hope. And there's salvation. Get your eyes off other men. You know, you're running along the race and you look over at so-and-so. Oh, they're running faster than me. I must not be saved. What do they have to do with it? That's like Peter and John. You know, here's Peter running along looking at John. And he's like, you know, it's like Jesus had to wallop him upside the head. You follow me. Get your eyes on me. Because what happens when you look at other men? Well, you look over at them, they're not running as well. Pride. Because you just got your eyes off of Christ. And now you're given opportunity to the flesh. You're making provision for the flesh. You got your eyes on brother so-and-so. And if you're outrunning him, now you're all puffed up. If you're not running as well as he is, now you're all discouraged. Well, if I can't run as well as them, then I don't want to run at all. Get your eyes on Christ. And we've already talked about circumstances, but oh, how often people look at their circumstances. They look at their circumstances. Again, let's use Peter. I mean, Peter, what's going on? You're walking on water. I mean, something, your eyes are glued on Christ, and something is flowing from Him to you that makes you walk on water. But then he got to looking at his circumstances. Got his eyes off Christ. And immediately, I mean, if there's ever a picture of the channel being broken, immediately. You see, your problem is not eliminating the storm. The problem is keeping your eyes focused where they need to be. And brethren, just think about it. Here God designs Christianity and he says, okay, the way that you're going to succeed in this race is to set your eyes on the most beautiful object that there is. I want you to set your eyes on Him who is perfect excellence, on Him that is unparalleled beauty. I mean, think, that's what God did. He said, I want you to behold Him who is altogether lovely. I mean, does that sound tortuous? That God would say, and this is how you'll find strength and energy and help to run this race. I want you to behold Him who is altogether glorious to behold.